You're listening to the news and music programs on Kansas City's radio and television station, and are welcome to our Innis News. From December 6th, at the Horn of Kansas City Party Committee, the 13th session, the regular session at the end of 2023, of the 10th Kansas City People's Council 2021-2026 term officially opened. In the three-day session, deputies will evaluate the results of the implementation of the resolution of the City People's Council on social, economic defense and security in 2023, discuss reports, submissions, and many other contents. At this session, the City People's Council will consider 43 reports of the Standing Committee of the City People's Council, the People's Committee, and departments. The Standing Committee of the City Fatherland Front Committee shall notify the activities of participating in government building and propose the City People's Council and People's Committee issues serving social economic development, ensuring national defense and security of the city. In the afternoon of the first working day, the draft resolutions, verification reports, and personnel work under the competence of the City People's Council were conducted and broadcast live on Kansas City Radio and Television Station. Kansas City spends more than 141.3 billion Vietnam dong to support tuition fees for students in 2023-2024 school year. In addition, the city will also issue new tuition regulations for all levels of education after the 100% support period. This is one of many contents presented at the City People's Council meeting. At a year-end session of the City People's Council, the Department of Education and Training will also submit a draft resolution regulating tuition fees for public educational institutions in 2023-2024 school year. It is better that the application period for tuition fee collection is from January 2024 to May 31, 2024. From September to December 2023, parents do not have to pay tuition fees. Yesterday afternoon, the Military Party Committee of Kansas City organized the year-end conference. In 2023, the Military Party Committee of Kansas City advised the City Party Committee, People's Council, People's Committee to effectively implement resolutions, directives, and conclusions of the party, the State and Central Military Commission on military and defense tasks and construction of defense areas, organize drills for the defense area of the city and Kadang District, directed the selection and call of 1,858 citizens to choose military service, proactively coordinated the effective implementation of Army backing policy, repaired credit debt, and searched for the collection of matters remains. Yesterday afternoon, Kansas City Irrigation Department carried out the emergency construction of an anti-landslide embankment project of Kaesang Canal in Vinh Tien Commune of Vinh Hanh Suburban District. The project is a length of 600 meters, a total investment of 66.5 billion Vietnam dong, invested by Kansas City Irrigation Department, constructed by full-time Miền Trung Group Stock Company, and supervised by Minh Tâm General Limited Liability Company. The project is expected to have a construction time of 12 months. However, due to the urgent requirements of the project and the construction launch, leaders of Kansas City People's Committee asked related units to complete the project 2 months ahead of schedule while sticking to the goal of instructing the project in a way of ensuring time, quality, and safety. Yesterday morning, Kansas City Youth Union organized a program to exchange and meet historical witnesses at the historical site of Kansas City Jail. More than 50 Youth Union members heard about the story of a type of hard struggle, loss, and sacrifice, but full of enthusiasm and revolutionary will of soldiers at Kansas City Jail, about the tradition of heroic struggle to liberate Kansas, contributing to the liberation of the South and reunification of the country. Before the exchange, Youth Union members came to offer incense and visit the historical relic of Kansas City Jail to express deep gratitude to the heroes of martyrs and revolutionary soldiers who spared no flesh to fight for national independence. Yesterday afternoon, a Greek bank branch of Thubnob Street Tweed solemnly held the inauguration ceremony of the new office at number 27 Nguyễn Thái Học Street, Thubnob Road. A Greek bank headquarters of Thubnob branch was started construction in July 2020. The project consists of a four-story building with a total usable area of about 2,000 square meters and several auxiliary items at a total cost of 19 billion Vietnam đồng. At the inauguration ceremony, Agribank Cantor Branch awarded the funds for the poor of Thubnob District with an amount of 50 million Vietnam đồng to build houses for the poor. At the inauguration ceremony, Agribank Cantor Branch awarded the funds for the poor of Thubnob District with an amount of 50 million Vietnam đồng to build houses for the poor. And that's all now. Thanks for listening. Goodbye and see you next time.